You're listening to GPB and Morning Edition. I'm Joshua Stewart. Our workplaces are full of cliches. We're thinking outside the box and circling back and shifting paradigms every day. But does that kind of talk move the needle in terms of our ability to communicate with each other and be creative in our work? It's time for our regular visit with Brandon Smith, our guru for all things working and career. He's going to help us do some more due diligence and peel back the onion on buzzwords and cliches. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Joshua.
Okay, I'm being silly, but the point is, if we're wrapped up in saying all the right things and using the term du jour, whatever that may be, are we getting lost in that process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The point is getting lost in that process. It's like the first time you put on your dad's suit, you know, or your mom's dress, and you put it on and you feel like you're a grown-up. And the phrase makes you feel more like a grown-up. I feel more like a manager now that I'm using that phrase. Right?
You fit in with the team
more.
I feel
more like they're going to think I'm really smart or I know what I'm doing. And the problem is two things. First, everyone knows you're putting on your dad's clothes and it doesn't fit right. Second, they stop listening. You don't hear any of them. They kind of wash over you, as a good mentor of mine would say.
That's what I want to talk about. When we use this kind of language, what does it do to our ability to communicate with each other, but also to innovate, to be creative, to solve problems, to brainstorm?
You mean think out of the box?
Yeah. Think outside the box.
Move the needle,
you know.
So it actually closes those off because it makes it like, I really don't know what I'm talking about. I can't put my own words around it, but this other phrase seems like a good fit. It prevents us from being more specific. It's like, I don't really know what this thing is, but people say it's good.
So the question is, how do you avoid, if you're in a workplace where a lot of this stuff flies around, how do you avoid falling into the cliches, the buzzwords, and become more effective in your communication?
So the first one is, don't ever use them. If you can, don't use them at all. And try to create your own phrases or analogies. So maybe it's from a recent movie you saw. Say, I saw this movie and it was like this, or I saw this episode of Seinfeld and it was like that. And it helps people to see it in a different way, because that's really what you're trying to do with these cliches. Now, if you're on the flip side of it, say you've got a boss that keeps using the cliche, ask them to clarify. I hear what you're saying. You want low-hanging fruit. I got it. Can you give me an example? What would that look like around here? Ask them for more specificity.
Do you have a few favorites that you hear from clients or maybe from students from time
to
time?
Oh, I hear them all the time. And so I often hear some of the ones we've already used. I mean, hear things like think out of the box, low-hanging fruit. One that we haven't talked about is high-level thinking. Like, can you take it to more of a high level? What does that mean? What does high level mean? I'll give you kind of another example. I'll let you tell me what comes to mind for you. Let's say a new boss came in here and said, you know what? We're going to really work on making things more lean around here.
Oh, that's layoffs.
Exactly, right? Oh my gosh, I'm going to be fired tomorrow. So cliches leave a lot of room for interpretation, which can always have us default to worst case scenarios.
Well, thank you for helping us tear down some silos today, Brandon. See you next time.
Always happy to push that envelope and create more synergies and think outside the box.